Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chukwu Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday evening with you. 404-726-0929. Asking the question, what's your expectation from Jesse Bates this year? Obviously, the Falcons' highest-priced free agent. What's your expectation for Jesse Bates this year? All right, a couple of house-cleaning things here. What's Love Got to Do with It received 3 Grammy Awards in 1985. It was the record of the year, it was the song of the year, and it was the best female pop vocal performance. So there you go. It was a Grammy winner. Day-Day. Did you just hear this ad for this new show that Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Fuba. Okay. I know it's... Is he the ultimate cartoon character now at this point? Like, has he gone full gimmick? Like, he's fake razor, doink, TL Hopper. Like, he's a gimmick now.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, honestly. Like, I mean, again, you know, I'm the gouvernator of California. You know, again, he's gone full gimmick. This episode is going to terminate you. Like, everything's a gimmick with this guy. He sounds like a walking gimmick. The only thing he's missing is either a toothpick in his mouth with a slick back hairdo or clown makeup on or a hockey stick for being the goon. Like, that's what he is. He's a full gimmick now.
You know what's always – I've always been curious about, like, why his – not in a bad way, but, like, how is his accent still so thick all these years?
Yeah, you know, that is interesting. Because, I mean, you know what? Look, there are a lot of people who think Stevie Wonder isn't blind. Right?
Right, right.
Okay?
Right.
You think he talks like that at home? I'm the gouvernator of Cali.
Right,
I'm the gouvernator of California. I'm going to gouvernate you.
Right.
Like, do you think he talks that way at home?
His grandchildren.
Or do you think he's like... Oh boy, I can't believe that people fell for this. I can't believe anybody believes my accent anymore.
Right.
Like, honestly, I agree 100% with
what?
You.
What? I mean, he hit the States in what, the 70s,
oh,
right?
Yeah, mid 70s. Yeah, because I mean, again, he was in Pumping Iron and obviously Mr. Olympia and all that kind of stuff. I mean, so yeah, he moved here in the mid 70s, I think it was, and he's been here forever. And look, all he's done is be like an actor and hang around, you know, Americanized people and stuff like that. You would think that his accent wouldn't be... Look, Mel Gibson, when he did the Mad Max movies, you know, they had to dub his voice in
they sure
because
did.
He had such a thick Australian accent. Now, look, he was born in New York, right? I mean, Mel Gibson was born in New York, moved as a child to Australia, but when they did the Mad Max movies, they had to dub in a voice because... His accent was so thick.
Yep.
And again, they did that with Schwarzenegger, I think, with
Conan, wasn't it?
Was it Conan?
I think it was Conan.
Was it Conan that they had to dub
Conan,
in?
Yep.
You know, some voice, you know, things because his accent was so thick. But you're right. Like, it's still just a thick now. You know, it's 2023 and it's still, I'm the governor of California. I'm going to governate you. He's been terminated. Like, it's a cartoon gimmick at this point.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. 404-726-0929. Day-Day's back there answering the phone. All right. What are my expectations for Jesse Bates? Now, look. Again, I'll say it like this, and I'll try to be as charitable as I can with everything, okay? I like Jesse Bates, the player. I don't have anything against Jesse Bates. But Jesse Bates needs to be one of those guys that you draft and all of a sudden becomes an outstanding player. Not a $14 million guy that stands 10 yards away from the line of scrimmage. And that's my problem with it. You know, we can talk about being, you know, great at the line of scrimmage and all this, that, and the other. But when you don't, you know, again, did the 49ers need Javon Hargrave? No. But they invested $84 million in him. Why? Because they want to be great in the defensive line, just like they always are. They didn't say, well, we can just not pursue anybody and we've got enough people here. No, they went out and got the best interior defensive lineman in free agency. There's a reason why teams stay on top. And again, I think Jesse Bates is a really good player. 3 years ago, he was the best safety in football. 2020, in the pandemic, he was the best safety in football. Is he that now? He's not going to sack the quarterback. He doesn't get lots of interceptions. You know, on a team, by the way, that the Bengals sacked the quarterback plenty of times. They signed Lance Hendrickson from the Saints, and all he did was come in and set the franchise record for most sacks in a season with the Bengals, right? That's the guys that influence your team. And I like the player, but I Jesse Bates is a guy that when your defense is all fixed, that's the kind of guys you sign. Or you draft guys like Jesse Bates. Do I think he needs to be a first or second team all-pro player? Yeah. Yeah, if he's gonna influence the game. If you're going to sit either Hawkins or Grant in lieu of Jesse Bates, he needs to be a first or second team all-pro player. Because we've got draft capital invested in our two safeties. One's a second-round pick, one's a fifth-round pick over the last couple years. And I thought that those guys, especially if you had a chance, if you have a chance to work with Jerry Gray. Thought Jerry Gray, if he laid some hands on those guys, could make them even better. Remember what he did for Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas? Remember when he was the defensive backs coach for the 49ers, for the Seattle Seahawks, when they had that whole thing called the Legion of Boom, right? Where was Dan Quinn? Oh, he was in Gainesville, Florida? Oh, Jerry Gray was in Seattle. Dan Quinn was in Gainesville. Jerry Gray was in Seattle. There's your difference. There's your difference, folks. So I really hope that Jerry Gray certainly could have coached up all of our safeties. And that will be Jesse Bates as well. But I just when I see that our highest priced free agent player is a guy that stands 10 yards away from the line of scrimmage, well, he can come up to the line and all this and stop the run. Okay. I mean, all right. Again, we're back to stopping the run, or you know, we're back to Kyle Pitts being a blocker. Well, he blocks really well. Okay. That's why I invested the fourth round pick in him, right? So he could be a good blocker off the edge or whatever like that. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. As Jim Cornette says, oh, boy. So, anyway. But, no, I do think that he needs to be a guy that is a first or second team all-pro. You paid market price for him. Wasn't like the Caleb McGarry deal where he signed for below market value. He got full market value. What is he, the fourth highest paid safety in the NFL this year? Okay. I got no problem with that if he's that kind of player. I have no problem paying a guy, but they've got to influence the game. Where I have problems is when you give Ray Edwards and Dante Fowler and guys like that a whole bunch of money and they don't influence a single part of the game. They don't influence anything defensively. That's where I get into the sideways issues. And hopefully Jesse Bates will be a guy that pays huge dividends for this team. I think he's a really good player. I think he's one of the better safeties in the NFL. He was certainly the cream of the crop, and I don't know what the competition was at safety, but he certainly was the cream of the crop when it came to signing safeties. And he was not pretty much by and large. I mean, all the information was is that he was not going to re-sign with the Bengals. They had almost 2 years to negotiate a deal with him. This was not a situation where it's like the Lamar Jackson thing where he was always going to be a Raven no matter what. No, Jesse Bates was going back and forth with the Bengals brass for almost 2 years, and we know the Bengals don't want to pay guys. And I can tell you honestly, the Bengals probably looked at the idea of, okay, we're going to pay Jesse Bates a crap ton of money, and we got this guy under center. What's his number? What's Burrow's number? 8? Joe Burrow, 8? But they're looking at Jesse Bates and saying, okay, we can invest heavily into a safety, or we could put all that money into Joe Burrow, right? Burrow's 8, right? Joe Burrow's 8. Let's go to Pro Football Reference. So, yeah. So, again, we can pay a Jesse Bates and maybe overpay at a position that doesn't influence games as much. 9, okay. Or we can pay a gazillion dollars to number 9, who's basically been the biggest transformation of our team as to why we're good now, as to why we're one of the best teams in all of the NFL and going to be a perennial Super Bowl contender moving forward. So the Falcons did not get any kind of hometown discount or, you know, a guy who fell in their lap or whatever kind of analogy you want to make with it. He was a guy they paid full market price for. And I hope that he can, you know, influence the game enough. I don't know that with a safety that you point to specific numbers. This many sacks, this many INTs, or things like that. But we have to see him be a big influence on football games. Maybe he does come up to the line and go and sack the quarterback. Maybe that happens. He didn't ever. I don't think he registered a sack last year. Let me see here real quickly. Jesse Bates. Hold, please. Come on. Jesse Bates had. He had 8 passes defended, 1 forced fumble. 71 combined tackles, 1 tackle for loss, no quarterback hits, no quarterback sacks, and didn't score a safety or anything like that. So in 16 games, he had 4 INTs and no sacks. So again, if he can be an influence on the game and be an influence, you know, for what this secondary does, and with a Jerry Gray at the helm, it's all good. It's all good. But I just need to see it. Again, it's another guy that I think he's going to be really good, but can he influence games? That's what I want. I want guys who influence the outcome of games, not just put up stats, not just accumulate, you know, hollow numbers, you know, not have people bragging about, well, you know, he got 1,026 yards in 17 games. And scored 2 touchdowns, not hollow numbers like that. I mean, really and truly game-changing plays, influencing a football game, directly tied into what's the outcome going to be. All right, when we get back, Jake Fisher is going to join us. He is the senior NBA writer for Yahoo Sports. Get some thoughts about the Atlanta Hawks. We'll also bounce around the entirety of the NBA. Jake Fisher up next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 910 on the game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.